This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The Hong Kong food service industry is recovering as African swine fever concerns grow. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom just completed a market visit to Hong Kong for the first time since COVID-19 restrictions were lifted. Hallstrom said that Hong Kong's food service sector, which was decimated by limitations on restaurant hours and traffic, as well as travel and tourism restrictions, is achieving a gradual recovery, but it still has much room for further improvement.
I just returned from my first trip to Hong Kong since the COVID years. And without a doubt, the market in Hong Kong, as it was in China, was simply decimated at food service level. So it was encouraging to see a rebound that was, it's definitely started. The business is not back to normal yet, but you can see some definite improvements on the food service side, especially on U.S. beef products. A lot of people think Hong Kong and China are the same. They're two different markets, and Hong Kong is a legitimate market in and of itself. We have data through 11 months. We'll have December here in a few weeks, but we're going to be over $400 million in U.S. beef exported to Hong Kong. So a significant market, a significant value-added market with a lot of high-end products like U.S. Wagyu cuts going in there as well. Keep in mind that the emergency declaration on COVID was only lifted a little over a year ago in Hong Kong. So they're not 3 years removed or 2.5 years removed like we are in the U.S. So while it's still a very muted consumer in terms of confidence, staff on the ground there, they're definitely optimistic. We do think that there's some tailwinds coming on increased food service demand, hopefully later this year.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.